Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm Patrick Garrett. With us is WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. It was tough coming in this morning, early in the morning when I got here, around 4, the I-90 westbound, what we call the Freebie 90. As you came over into Albany, there were all kinds of signs of accidents, and I was compelled to get off the road, as was everybody else, first thing. So as soon as you came over the Patroon Island Bridge, whatever that means, by the time people hear this, it may well be have cleared.
Well, in the news yesterday, we had House Speaker Paul Ryan said he is not ready to endorse Donald Trump. He's the nation's highest-ranking elected Republican, said he couldn't endorse him just yet. And Mr. Trump actually responded to him saying, I am not ready to support Speaker Ryan's agenda.
Well, Ryan, of course, is just one of the establishment that has been making it known that they are really troubled by this nomination. John McCain said yesterday he was going to have a tough time winning re-election in Arizona with Trump at the top of the ticket. Both of the Bushes, father and son, said they're not coming to the convention. Let me tell you, we consider huge electoral victories in this country to be 5% sometimes. You say, okay, that was a rout. Well, when you got the leaders, including Mitt Romney, the father and son Bushes, John McCain, and others saying, this is not good, you basically have a huge number of Republicans who are going to be disaffected by this. Now, whether or not that's made up of, middle class people who Trump has identified correctly as voting for him in the party, we don't know. But let me put it this way. It looks like a disaster from where I'm sitting of the first proportions for Mr. Trump.
On the other side of the aisle, the FBI has continued its probe into Hillary Clinton's emails. And recently it has come up that one of her top aides, Huma Abedin, has been interviewed by them.
Yeah, there's been a lot written about this. I have not seen anything that convinces me that the Justice Department or the FBI is going after Hillary Clinton. I think that they want to be seen as doing an effective job in this and to have covered all of their bases. But, I think there are those people who think that this is close to an indictment or somebody's going to go after Hillary. I don't see that, frankly, and I don't see any evidence of it. And I think because of the ability of the other side to create chatter, this has been going on for quite a while, but I don't see this happening.
Already the subject of a federal investigation, a former top aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Joseph Percoco, was listed on the Democrats' campaign payroll. And not what, as Cuomo had previously said on Monday, a consultant.
Well, Patrick, this is not good for the governor. I think there's some real trouble here. We all know that Mr. Percoco was his closest ally as he's come up the ranks. Percoco worked for the father. Andrew saluted him in his father's eulogy, said he was the third son and probably the most popular of Mario Cuomo, but he really wasn't, of course, but it's an honorary sort of salute. And he's also created a little bit of distance by saying that the Percocos are really, because the wife has been implicated also, that the Percocos are devastated by this. Well, Patrick, one has to listen with their sort of third ear to what's really going on here. And this could, of course, be a real disaster. Remember, third terms for governors are never easy elections. And, as Andrew Cuomo found out when he was primaried by Zephyr Teachout, all the money in the world can't make a lot of people vote for you. And he basically lost upstate. If this begins to trickle down into the bastions of Cuomoism, which are New York City and Long Island, there could be some real trouble if the Republicans find a decent candidate. What we have heard is that the Republican leadership likes Rob Astorino, who's the Westchester County executive, who lost pretty strongly the last time out to Cuomo. So if they were to get themselves a Bloomberg or somebody of that issue who could run against Cuomo, they might actually win. We've seen it with Pataki before. But right now, it's Cuomo's to lose.
All right. Thank you for joining us this morning, Alan.
And thank you, Patrick, for doing this.